We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Let's take a look at some of the ADP risers and fallers after 1 week of preseason action in the NFL. No surprise here, but Steelers second-round rookie wide receiver George Pickens has impressed the fantasy community. Pickens has become the 2022 poster boy for camp hype, with his value skyrocketing absent any relevant news or injuries impacting teammates. His situation remains the same fundamentally, but Pickens seems to be crushing expectations in practice, and his 26-yard toe-tap touchdown in the back of the end zone, that didn't hurt either. Pickens is up 16 spots overall. He went from wide receiver 67 to wide receiver 59. Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson is up 13 spots after his 8-touch, 41-yard plus a touchdown performance. What helps his case is the diminishing belief that Antonio Gibson can carry the load as the early downs back. Gibson did lose a fumble in the Commanders' first preseason game, an issue that has plagued him early on in his career. Other risers include Kenneth Walker, Seahawks rookie running back. His preseason performance, really nothing to write home about. But the groin injury to Rashad Penny has reminded fantasy managers just how difficult it can be to trust Penny's health. Walker is up 8 spots overall because of it. Maybe the biggest riser is Chiefs backup running back Isaiah Pacheco, up from pick 183 to pick 162, according to Average Draft Position. As for ADP fallers, you've got Drake London of the Atlanta Falcons. He slides down 4 spots, presumably due to the knee injury that he sustained after his first and only catch with the Falcons. Treylon Burks, first-round rookie for the Titans, played longer than any rookie wide receiver in the first preseason game. He even got snaps with the third team. That's enough to make fantasy managers nervous. He went from wide receiver 43 to wide receiver 45. And Deshaun Watson is free-falling as well after a 1-5 outing over the weekend, down from pick 170 to pick 183. Be sure to check out the rest of these names and the entire list over at rotowire.com. Now, if you're ready to place a bet, use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS, earn a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Let's go ahead and fade the Yankees. They're struggling hard ever since the All-Star break. The Yankees are 8-16 since the break and 2-8 in their last 10. Yet, the sports books still aren't pricing the Yankees this way. You can find the Rays at plus 144 on the money line tonight. Worth a shot as the Yankees continue to find ways to lose. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial over at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.